Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. New strategies are being taken in fighting HIV and AIDS. This year's International AIDS Conference, hosted in the United States for the first time in 25 years, addressed some of those ideas. To share on those developments and the upcoming World AIDS Day observance is Greater Wachita Coalition for AIDS Resources and Education, or GoCare. It's Chairman of the Board, Davey Norris, and GoCare Executive Director, Richard Womack. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Glad that you're here. Davey, first, share on the mission when we talk about GoCare, the organization here in our area.
GoCare is a healthcare organization that provides HIV prevention and treatment services to individuals in Northeast Louisiana. It's been doing that for about 20 plus years and has grown to be really effective and efficient at delivering those services around here.
Well, Richard, there are some new strategies that came from the conference, and talking about how those strategies, as far as prevention goes.
There has been a number of new strategies that's come forth, and it's really based upon the technology that we now know about HIV and the transmission of HIV. One of the things that I think the overriding issue is the need to get more people tested for HIV. You know, I mean, that is crucial if we're ever going to do anything meaningful as far as reducing the spread of HIV disease. I think what you're fixing to see is this real push to try to get people from all walks of life tested as part of their just normal health care. And I think that that is going to happen within the medical community, within organizations such as ourselves, trying to get people in to get them tested.
Is that one of the reasons why we're seeing these new strategies? Because really those numbers have kind of maintained.
Yeah, they have. You know, a lot of money has been put into prevention activities over the years. Unfortunately, what we have seen and become to realize is that the infection rate annually has remained essentially the same, approximately 50,000 new infections every year.
What do we see as far as local numbers? I know that there's been some local studies data on suppression that you've had the opportunity to take a look at. What are we seeing there?
As far as rates of transmission, we're still seeing about the same rates of transmission. One of the other strategies that has come forth out of the conference is looking at community viral loads, which means that we look at a certain population that's been impacted by this epidemic, and we look at what is their viral load collectively. The thought being is that if we can suppress viral load to a certain point, then the chances of transmission of the virus will become much less.
If I could add to that, Bob, one interesting thing that's developed over the last several years and reached a little bit of a crescendo, I think, this year with the conference in D.C., is this sort of consensus building around the idea that even though we don't have a vaccine, we actually have a set of strategies, treatment strategies, prevention strategies, that we know if we combine them and we deliver them effectively enough, we can essentially end AIDS. And that's sort of the slogan, combining these strategies well enough that in spite of the fact that we don't have a vaccine, we can end the impact of this epidemic. And that's an extraordinary consensus, and it's really kind of, it's the goals of that are aspirational, but they are realistic. And that's the context in which World AIDS Day is happening this year. It's this sort of this aspiration that we can actually reach that goal without a vaccine.
Those developments coming, as you mentioned, World AIDS Day. Richard, as far as local observance, what's going to be taking place with that?
World AIDS Day is recognized every December 1st. I mean, that has been happening now for about 18 or so years. GoCare will be holding a memorial service December 1 at Forsyth Park from 6 to 8 in honor of those individuals in our region that we have lost to this epidemic. As of September 31st, we had lost 687 people. So we will, in essence, honor all those 687 people by lighting candles for them and giving the public, friends, family members an opportunity to come and take a moment to remember their loss, to be able to sort of grieve, also to show support for those individuals who still live with this virus every day.
Does awareness outpace education in our area? Is it different according to age groups?
I think most everybody today knows about HIV. Those of us who maybe lived through the early days of this epidemic and when we had friends that we saw get sick and friends that we buried, you don't see a lot of that now. Younger people, they haven't experienced that. So the impact and the consequences of this illness is not so, you know, significant to them because they really haven't seen it. I'm afraid that there's a lot of false information out there about, well, you know, if I get it, you know, I got to just take a medicine, I'll be all right. Some of that is just not correct. I mean, they really don't realize the commitment it takes to treating HIV effectively.
Davey, as the chairman of the board with GoCare, you know, when we see this observance come up on December 1st, what does that provide for the community?
Well, that's actually how I got introduced to GoCare. First was at the memorial service at World AIDS Day 2 years ago. And I was just really impressed with the quality of the memorial and the remembrance. And it's a very spiritual and it's a beautiful memorial. And so that was my first introduction to GoCare. And then over the last year and a half or so, I've become just extremely impressed with the quality of the organization and the staff and the excellence with which they pursue that mission. And I can tell you that GoCare, because of the quality of that staff, is going to be one of the organizations leading the pursuit of these new goals to end this epidemic.
Richard, someone would like to find out more about the local World AIDS Day observance. How could they do so or find out more about GoCare?
Certainly they could give us a call. Our office number is 318-325-1092. And they can look at us on our Facebook website.
Richard Womack is the executive director and Davey Norris serves as chairman of the board for GoCare. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landnet podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.